Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, other life forms, you are listening to Youth Station here on IRIB English Radio. I am your host with Hay Fever.
And this is your co-host, Sayyid Mustafa. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here with us, bro. Thank you so much for joining on the show, getting aboard the youth train. All right, question for you, which is a question of our show today, the topic we're going to be discussing.
Yeah.
I had a mild stroke before the show, so that's why I'm talking kind of funnier than usual. Why is it that a real Muslim youth would not resort to white marriage and the whole concept of just, you know, living together?
Yeah, it's a great question. First of all, it's haram.
You know. Second of all, it's haram. Third of all, it's haram.
Yeah.
But I think first we need to define what white marriage is.
Sure, sure. So, the short answer, you know, it's haram. And the idea is that, you know, today, especially in the West, you see this, but also in Muslim countries, that, you know, people are living together without actually getting married, mm-hmm. right? They just decide they're going to start living together and having a relationship
yep.
without actually going through a formal marriage or anything like that. Now, of course, you know, religion has given us these rules for a reason, and, you know, it has a huge social impact. First of all, marriage is a social contract, right? Now, let me ask you this. Now, when I go to work, if I start working somewhere or I go to a bank or any other organization, they make me sign some type of contract, right? I can't even download an app without having to agree to some kind of user agreement. Why is that?
True.
It's this idea of a contract that you're responsible for something. You're responsible for entering this relationship with that organization.
Marriages are basically the same because they're... I mean, even the haram part of it, it's basically marriage without the consummation. So, like, well, I understand that the idea of just living with a non-mahram in the same house is still haram, but there are loopholes to that still, even in Islam. And, like, in a lot of situations, white marriage is for a case where one of the two spouses, they need to be rescued from their current situation. Like, if a woman is in an abusive household, not a married household, closed society, and she wants to pursue different things in life, like she wants to study, but it's not possible unless she gets married. So she does it, but they both know, the wife and the husband, quote unquote, that this ain't the thing for them, but they're doing it anyway so that they can gain certain benefits through it, or like visa.
Well, you're talking about, you know, not normal circumstances, right? If you're talking about normal circumstances,
I'm talking about most of the like the usage of white marriage or marriage blanc.
Well, I was thinking for more of an angle, just for general purposes, you know, because today people are just doing it because they find it to be a much easier thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? Not everyone is doing it because they're in some kind of, they need a passport or they need to get out of a situation. And from that point of view, it can create problems in society, right? What we're saying is marriage and the contract that you enter in marriage, it's a responsibility that you're taking on.
Definitely.
Whereas if people are just doing this, you know, they don't want to go through this formal process, it takes away a lot of that responsibility, right? And in the West, you know, one of the philosophies that they follow is of hedonism, right? What this means is that we're here just to have fun, you know, take pleasure from the world as much as we can, and then we're going to become more important.
Anything that serves our benefits and interests, you know, worldly, material, biological.
Whereas in Islam, we're saying, no, like, sure, enjoy life, but it has to be done in balance.
Exactly, and it has to, like, bring about growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Right, right.
They don't really focus. And I think the thing with my white marriage is that it does not create the groundwork for the necessary growth, which like marriage has been designed for. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that I created you in pairs and then y'all going to get married because litaskunu ilayha, so that you may find peace and tranquility.
Right.
And if it's going to be that sort of white marriage, whether it's a marriage that saves you from certain situations and, you know, the marriage is not consummated, or it's like a friends with a benefits, no strings attached kind of situation, it does not bring about that growth which Allah had in mind, basically, for marriage,
right?
You don't have that tranquility and peace when you are living with a person just because of certain worldly materials. They're not your person. You guys don't belong to each other.
Also, I would say, I don't think it even works. I don't think the idea even works, especially if you think of it in the long term, right? You know, nowadays, divorce rates are so high in any country that you go to, even among Muslim societies.
Yeah, but apparently this year, divorce rates dropped by I don't know how many percent.
Oh, really? Is that like the corona effect? You know,
yes, you know, quarantine does that to people. It rekindles souls.
What I'm saying is that
loves.
When people are married, it's much easier than to separate.
What hope is there
so,
left?
So if you were to ask, you know, kids whose parents have been divorced or separated, right? I'm sure there's people listening right now who are in that situation.
I can relate, yeah.
It's devastating for those
it
people.
It sucks,
right?
It really does.
So marriage, we're not saying it always works, but the reason why Islam has this rule is to protect society, is to protect kids, is to protect families, right? When that doesn't happen, you know, you see that societies are out of balance, right? So Islam is trying to create harmony and balance in society, and this is what these laws are for. That's
Definitely.
Why these laws are there. Yeah, yeah. So that's why I think, you know, these white marriages, they're not going to work.
Maybe, I'm not necessarily going to say, oh, no, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because it might work for its own function or for the own purposes it's meant to serve, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the woman, she immigrated to America from Ukraine, and she's like, Michael, I don't have visa. I marry you. You give me a passport. And, like, they have to be married, like, for how long? 6 months, a year and a half for it to consider as a proper marriage.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I've never been in that situation.
I've never had to ask for a visa in America, so.
Well, I was going to say that.
But for the time of the 6 months, sorry, bro. For the time of the 6 months, you know, Michael is either going to pull through for Olga, you know, the Ukrainian lady in need of American passport, and, you know, stick it through with her for the 6 months or a year and a half because they agreed upon stuff. Maybe, I don't know, she'll pay him or something, or he's not. But Michael, is it necessarily because this was a white marriage that he didn't pull through, or Michael is that kind of person that doesn't pull through for anyone? And were this a normal marriage, he'd still bail on his wife.
Yeah, I don't know about this very, very specific situation that
No, I mean, I'm trying to say that why is it that you feel it doesn't bring about that sense of responsibility? A responsible person feels responsible in whatever the situation, whether it's a consummated marriage or a white marriage.
Yeah, it depends, right? We speak about generally, right? Just in general, the whole idea behind it, right? One of the reasons I think why people go for this kind of thing is one of the excuses that you might hear is that it's too difficult to get married. There's too many requirements. For example, you must have, you know, like a job. You must have like this much money in your bank account. You must be able
to
pay.
You have to do the same
for the
wedding to be able to have a white marriage.
No, I'm saying some societies like they might see marriage as too difficult to do, so they just start living with someone, right?
But if a person is going to live in a white marriage, it means that they have a family that's okay with such a concept. And I think a family that's okay with a white marriage would be pretty okay if their child didn't want to have a wedding for a normal marriage.
Well, I was going to say, you can't solve one problem with another problem, right? Even if like marriages are too difficult for you to do, or, you know, sometimes I can tell you that people leave their families so that they can do this. This happens a lot in the West. I know guys that are married, like, outside of, you know, like, I have a friend who married a Hindu girl. So, and I can tell you the reason he did this is because of this. Is because he was finding it too difficult to get married traditionally. His family had made it extremely difficult for him.
So it's their fault, you know, pushing him out of that.
I understand it, but I'm saying that you can't solve this problem by taking on another problem, right?
So it's still a question in my head. His family weren't okay with him having a huge wedding, but they were okay with him co-living with a Hindu.
There was a lot of other issues. It wasn't just a huge wedding, you know, just the
Did they disown him afterwards, though?
I think they're okay now, from what I understand. They've kind of made amends. But, you know, these are some of the issues that people are facing out there, right? So the solution to it is to make marriage easier for our youth, right?
Definitely.
That's the solution, I would say.
And that's the sunnah as well. It's literally the tradition of the noble prophet, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I would say even for those youth who are in this kind of situation, let's just say somebody's listening out there and they're in this situation where maybe they do want to get married and they're having difficulties from society, their parents, anything. They should still do it in an Islamic legal way, right? Don't, like, let that out of your sight. Society will be much better off if you're following those laws, right, ultimately, in the long run as well. And that's what it's there for. That's what it's there for, to protect society.
I don't disagree with you that marriage is there to an extent to protect society. I mean, Rasulullah says that, get married and, like, basically protect half of your deen, you know? And imagine a society where half of everyone's deen is already, like, foolproof protected. That's a pretty solid society. But not that it actually happens that way in reality, but that was the point. I mean, that was the scenario in someone's head. But I'm not saying that you're wrong, or I'm not even saying that... Okay, that's not the function of real marriage, and I'm not in any way defending white marriage, but I think when it comes down to it, proper marriage is supposed to serve the objectives of someone who's looking for those requirements, or someone who has those requirements and needs to have them fulfilled. Someone is looking for tranquility, someone is looking for a life partner, someone is looking to establish a family and have a home and have kids and this and that.
Yeah.
They resort to normal, decent marriage that we see, every Islamic type of marriage, you know?
Right.
And inshallah ta'ala, it turns out well and they find that tranquility and growth. Someone is not even looking for that, you know? Especially, like, if we really are talking about white marriage and not friends with benefits or roommates with benefits and stuff like that, white marriage, bima huwa white marriage, as it actually is, then I think they're not looking for the things that normal marriage entails. That's why they resort to white marriage. Like, maybe they're looking for, you know, society shutting its mouth about them, about being on their case for marriage all the time. They want to, like, create that illusion of, look, I have a partner now. But in their own space, their partner is just another person. They're another person. They're not even looking for that tranquility. They're not even looking to have kids. They're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. But then, you know, what is this person then doing in their life, right? Now we're just, like, then really asking, you know, what is the ultimate purpose of this person? And what are they trying to achieve in their life? And what are their goals, right? And... you know, sometimes marriage, like traditional marriage, I think it's not well understood many times, right? The way it's presented many times to our youth, they think it's just a way sometimes to take care of their, you know, their physical needs, right? And it's just so much more than that.
Yeah, and I think even normal marriage isn't the answer to that. The fact that you'd wanna have someone commit to you forever and ever just so that you'd have your needs fulfilled is kind of like, it's so skin deep.
So one of the, you know, primary, I think, problems with this idea of, you know, white marriage out there, like we said, it's connected to responsibility. It makes it easier for people to let go of these relationships, right? Now, I want, you know, if we try to imagine a society where there was no traditional marriage, right? What kind of society...
which is where our society is leading to in
so what
many
kind
cases.
Of society would that end up being, right? It's just going to be a society where people are much more selfish, right? They're only caring about themselves at that point. And yeah, one other point I want to make is that even in the secular societies, right, like where the religion has no role in government,
yeah,
why is marriage part of that legal procedure? Alhamdulillah, we have to be thankful that we have Islam and we have these rules which are guiding us. You know, without these, we would be just really, really lost.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, brothers and sisters, for being with us on today's episode of Youth Station. Until another greeting and salutation, we leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
My love, my life, my days, my nights, my wealth, my prayers are for you. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. I wish that everybody knew how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that everyone could see how your love has set me free. Set me free.